We got that.
Come on and dance. Come on and dance.
What did we sing? We sang a CCR song last week. David, do you remember that?
I do.
Have you ever seen The Rain?
Was it Bad Moon Rising?
Have you ever seen The Rain?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest one to sing together.
Bow, bow, bow. Coming down a sunny day.
Okay.
Is that butter?
No, dude. It's egg salad.
You're egg salad.
Welcome to Moving the
do,
Chains.
Do, do, looking out my back door.
This is Moving the Chains, the Spectators Fantasy Football Podcast, but mostly just CCR singing podcast where we just jam out and
down
we sing
on the corner.
Out in the street, Billy and the Bat Boys, the band, playing the Dick Bell Academy beat.
So, we do a lot of it. We do a lot of their catalog.
We're bow, 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 bow.
We'll be performing at Madison Square Garden next week.
It's 110, 110 in the shade, in the shade. Going way down, mama, don't you
care? Hurry in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be
left
center
field.
That could kind of be, that's sort of football. Put me in,
left
coach.
Field. I'm ready to play center field.
Yeah. Put me in, coach.
I'm ready to slay.
Coach.
I do have a pretty good Tom Waits, if you know who that is.
Go for it.
I'm allergic to him.
You're allergic to Tom Waits?
No, yep. No.
Curry and Dick Vitale. Or no,
Tom Waits
doing
Curry
and
Dick Vitale.
Oh, baby. It's a night
So,
ruffles have riches.
Let's.
I think this is the best start we've ever had. Believe it or not, this is about football.
Yeah. Scuba dooba roop floop
tooba.
Shut up.
Oh, scuba.
So, we record this podcast on Tuesday, which means that it's election day today.
Hopefully, y'all voted.
For
Obama.
For Barack.
I wanted
Obama.
I wanted a sticker, and I did not get a sticker.
I say his middle name.
I mean, you guys know how much.
You love stickers.
Your boy loves dem stickers.
Your boy loves stickers.
So that was a little disappointing, but I'm hoping for the best.
You didn't get a sticker, dude?
I don't see yours. Is it on your wiener?
There's only one way to find out. Do you want to come check?
This morning, it was snowing, and I said, snowing on election day, first snow of the year. And then Trent said, yeah, I think it's a sign. God wants the whites to win.
Oh, God. So, that's nice.
So look out for that.
Okay, hey, let's, we have a lot to talk about, I think. Let's first talk about Muggy Darton, our buddy Muggy Darton.
Muglis.
Muglis Darton. Muglis.
He does not have a mug.
Doug Martin. He went from having a 32-point game last week, which now seems
irrelevant,
like nothing, to having a 51-point game.
Bananas.
On Sunday.
He had banana feet, Dave.
He had him on, man, it was crazy. He had how many yards? And four touchdowns, 250-some yards?
Yeah.
252?
Something like that.
254. Sure. Kind of ridiculous. You'd be a fucking moron if you were going to expect him to do that every week or to even get 32 every week. But I still think that, I mean, he's obviously a talented guy. And it's not like the Raiders D posed a huge threat to him, you know?
True, but this has just solidified his starting status for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure.
I agree. I would start him over Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
I would start
I'd
him.
Do that before, though.
You would?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. I mean,
at this point, I'd start him over DMC for sure, even if DMC was healthy.
Well, he's hurt. Think?
Yeah, he's even hurt if now. He was healthy, though, I'd go Doug Martin over DMC.
Mm-hmm.
So, DMC took a big...
So if you had Doug Martin...
Took a fatty deuce all over his own helmet.
In his...
He took off his Raiders helmet
and
dumped
put,
on it.
And then he put his Raiders helmet back on because
and
he's
he was
a moron.
Running around with crap on his head.
He's a crap helmet. So needless to say, if you actually, it's not needless to say, if you had Doug Martin, you probably won your matchup because Davo had Doug Martin and he was playing the Wet Hot Americans, my
what
team.
What a fool.
And he still lost.
Yes. Yeah,
he still lost. I played Doug Martin in two leagues. I got trounced in one and I beat Davo because Doug Martin had about half of your points, I think.
Shut up.
Maybe more than half.
No, you did not have more than half.
He might have had more than half.
No, he did not.
But needless to say, my team is very good. I'm now 8-1.
Needless to say, I will kick you in the mouth.
Okay. That's a lot of fun. You know? Davo, just kick me in the mouth. I don't care.
Davo, just kick me right
the funny thing about the Doug Martin thing is in the first half, he had 8 carries for 31 yards.
Yep.
Which in my notes, I wrote yards with an E.
Oh, he had many yards.
He had 31 yards. So I feel like
just
this season,
just because you're mad that you somehow lost when a guy scored 150 billion points.
Actually, it's 51. So
that's this, like 150 billion in fantasy, Davo.
Yeah. Okay. I had 116 points, so it's not.
I mean, it depends how your scoring is.
Did you win or did you lose?
Hey, who's got the same record as you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
and I haven't had anyone score.
I'm gonna beat
billion
you this
points.
Week, kid.
All right.
Don't even talk.
You guys are playing.
I hope that you end up kissing my tip.
Is that even a thing? What are you saying?
Just the tip. Kiss his wiener helmet.
Dave, I'm going to make you kiss my wiener helmet.
Please don't.
Anyway, this season there have been, I think, maybe a little more of these huge running back performances. Just like breakout games.
Huge.
There was that one from Jamaal Charles in week week four. I'm going to have this up so I can be sure. I'm pretty sure. Well, anyway, Jamaal Charles had that one that where he ran for like 230 yards and a touchdown. Reggie Bush had that huge game.
Mm-hmm.
This week, even Adrian Peterson had a monster game. So it's like, oh, Reggie, did I say the Reggie Bush one? Chris Johnson. So there's all these like running backs that are just having these huge games, and I wonder, like, what do you make of that? What do you make of it?
I can't make much of it. I don't know, man. What do you want me to say? You can't ever predict someone's going to get 190 or 200 yards. There's no science to it. Sometimes people just go off.
I mean, it's just interesting.
I don't know if it is.
Well, why don't you just leave the room and go fornicate with yourself, and then I hope that you die after that.
I mean, I'd be a generous lover to myself.
Yikes. Yikes. So, I don't know. Running backs. See, I draft a lot of running backs, and that's why. Davo is giving me this look like he just saw a ghost poop his pants.
Like the Eli Manning picture?
Yeah. Yesterday morning on the ESPN homepage had the best photo of Eli Manning. And I think I'll post it on the web. In this post, I can put it in there. It's just so funny. He's like laying on the ground with his eyes like
he looks like he sees a zombie elephant coming at him.
Yeah. Like a zombie elephant that just like
has
tap dances and then plays better football than he does.
Yeah, that ain't hard lately.
Who are you going to start quarterback this week?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in the process of picking up. Hopefully it goes through Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman.
Against San Diego.
San Diego. Tom Brady should go bananas.
Yeah, he should. Bananas.
Bananas.
I will go bananas. Allow me to go bananas. Oh, please.
Last week.
Throw the ball to
bananas.
Last time me and you played, Chris.
Wes Welker.
Brandon
Lloyd.
With
Rob Gronkowski.
Rob
Gronkowski.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Last time I beat you?
Yeah.
Last time we played, I beat you by 37.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one. Whatever.
You are a silly bastard.
I've turned it around a little bit, though. I think I got three in a row. Three dubs in a row. Okay, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, blah, blah, blah. If you had like five in a row, that'd be cool, which is what I think have? I have.
Hey, why don't you squirt on your own teeth?
I'm eating.
I don't care. Eat something else. Have a little dessert.
I'm going to put this, I'm going to smear this egg salad in your underpants.
I've already got some egg salad down there, man. I'm covered.
Okay, this is horrible.
Well, you know what that means.
Bone on the bayou. Bone on the bayou.
Eric, you're just eating really loud.
No.
And it's so gross. No one needs to hear your egg smack. What else happened in football? What else happened in football?
I skacked on a skeeter and they somebody put up flopped on a wobber.
Talking about like high scores.
AP?
ESPN shut put up about this thing him. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When Michael Vick had that giant game.
Michael, yes.
Where they had like... Who did that?
Devo.
They had like the highest like fantasy scores of all time.
Wasn't it Clinton Portis? I think Clinton Portis was number one.
I think you mean Plinton Cortis.
Plinton Cortis.
That sounds like a vagina part.
Where's the Plinton Cortis?
The first one was Clinton Portis in 2003, week 14.
54 points? Am I right?
Yes.
All right.
You're correct.
And the next one was Sean Alexander 52 in 2002.
Two.
Woohoo!
Dave Bell.
Jeez, I'm a star.
And then what was number three?
Had to have been Muggy Darton.
It was Doug Martin this weekend.
How many did Vic get in his game?
49.
Vic got 49. He's a tie for number four with
Mike. What were
Mike.
His numbers in that game?
He had, they have a chart.
They had a bunch of rushing. He had a bunch of rushing yards. He had like five touchdowns total and a bunch of rushing.
He had over 100 yards rushing, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Michael Vick, he had, okay. He was playing Washington. He had 49 points. He had 333 pass yards for four touchdowns. He had 80 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns.
Shit. Is that a game or what?
49 points.
Six total touchdowns?
Yep.
That's bonky.
That's what Aaron Rodgers did.
That
last
is spunktastic.
Year. Last year, Aaron Rodgers had that 45-point game against Denver.
Oh, yeah.
We had 400 yards. If he hadn't thrown a pick, he would have had 47.
Damn.
Too bad. Or if he
Too
had,
bad,
like,
so sad.
That's so loud, Devo.
Yeah.
You're so,
so
loud,
it's just,
Devo.
It's kind of interesting to look at, I don't know, for fantasy nerds, for sure.
Like me.
All right.
And they even went back to, like, the 60s to some huge games that people had back then. And I think one person in Billy Cannon in 1961 had 62 points. That is the worst sound. Billy Cannon, he had 216 rushing yards, 114 receiving yards,
wow,
and five touchdowns.
What a monster.
So that's 62 points. Crazy guy.
Billy Cannon.
Killy
Bannon.
He played for the Houston, probably Oilers at that point.
Is that even a thing?
In the 60s. Against NYT, which is New York town. The townspeople. The New York. NYT. What does NYT stand for?
New York Times.
No, what team could it be? The transsexuals?
I was thinking that. That's weird.
The troglodytes? The New York troglodytes?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. What else happened in football?
Adrian Peterson had a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You're just talking about guys who had good games, not like super amazing games. He just played really well.
I mean, he had over 200 yards.
Okay. Yeah, he played really
and
well.
And he's coming off an ACL tear. He's on pace for 1,700 yards.
It doesn't matter anymore. He's healthy now.
I feel like Rashard Mendenhall is having the kind of year you're supposed to have after tearing your ACL. And I think Rashard Mendenhall even tore his ACL before.
Rashard Mendenhall is not Adrian Peterson.
But exactly.
Ever.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I think an interesting one would be to talk about Isaac Redman and how Pittsburgh can just be like, oh, yeah, we'll put this guy in there.
Put him in, and they'll get a 100-yard game.
And a touchdown. And a tud.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Because Dwyer ran the ball great for 2 weeks.
I just hope they never use Dwyer again because I made a trade. I traded him for Andre Johnson.
I mean, it's not like you're ever going to miss it. You would never play him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you keep eating. Is that sandwich never ending?
Kind of. I don't think I'm halfway done. I have a lot left. Look at this.
It smells like the inside of a dump. Like you just cut a turd open.
I thought you
sniffed
meant,
around the inside.
I thought you meant like a city dump.
No.
Which is outside.
I meant a person dump.
Have you ever been to a city dump?
Yeah, man. Me and my dad would go there from time to time when you have things to take there.
Was that fun?
Fine. I don't know. Whatever.
Was that fun or what?
I mean, sometimes when you take the moldy, the like the fermented grass, that was bad. When you'd like mow the lawn and you bag the grass and you'd wait a couple weeks to take it in and it gets gross. That would smell really
good
bad.
Good freaking story.
Hey, what have you contributed, you fucking asshole?
Do we want to talk about Eli Manning?
I don't give a fucking shit anymore.
What? We're here to talk about people in fantasy football. This is what we're doing here. You can't just be like, this is a dumb thing to talk about. This is a stupid thing to talk about. Why don't we talk about better
things?
Let's
talk about more interesting players.
Like, well, what?
Why don't you,
why don't you bring something up then?
People are so worried about Eli Manning. He's going to be fine. You got Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks both. He's going to be fine.
I don't think so.
He's been a good player in the past. He's thrown for 4,000 yards how many times in his career? Yeah, he throws picks sometimes. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's
still a top 10 quarterback.
Well, you still got to talk about it if he has 3 points and 12 points
he's
in two back-to-back weeks.
12 points is
give me a break.
Bad.
Okay, 10 top 10
Aaron
quarterbacks
Rodgers,
do not get 12
Aaron Rodgers,
points.
Aaron Rodgers has had a 9-point game and a 13-point game this year. And
okay,
people don't piss their pants about him.
I'm pissing my pants. Okay, first
saying.
Of all,
yeah,
they were
going to be fine.
I did that
and they were
for
stupid
Victor
and
Cruz.
We said they were stupid. So let's not overreact about Eli Manning. He's a really good player who has really good weapons.
Who
and a pretty
like
good
a
running
list.
Game.
He's Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. He's a good player who could throw the ball to good players, and he has good players running the ball. What are we worried about here for long term?
I guess nothing. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you got Victor Cruz, one of the top 5 receivers in football, and you got Hakeem Nicks coming back healthy, and Ruben Randall's done some things this year.
What about Dominic Hickson?
He's done okay. Martellus Bennett has shown flashes earlier this year, not much in the last couple months. Mm-hmm. But what are you worried about? I'll take him. Like, Alex has Eli Manning, and he was talking about dropping him. And I said, I will be the first person to pick him up and play him this week.
Wow.
Dave.
You're the worst.
David.
You are the best.
David Styling.
I think we should talk about how Davo's kind of donezo playing RG3 over Tom Brady, I think.
You're done?
It is.
It's probably time. I'm still playing him over Stafford in one league.
I think it might be time there.
You think?
Might be. Stafford's playing some better ball.
He is.
I mean, he didn't get in the end zone this last week, but he still had like 300 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
It's like having a running back that, he didn't get a touchdown, but he had 95 yards.
Yeah, the touchdowns will come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone, we're back. Sorry about that cutoff. I think we were talking about some good things, and then I believe that my egg salad sandwich hit the space bar on the computer and it stopped recording.
It didn't hit it by itself. You put it there.
I mean,
it didn't jump there.
I mean, it may have.
That damn egg salad sandwich.
Who's in a position to judge?
Trying to
sabotage
our podcast.
Who's the one that can say,
me
hey,
and Davo.
I know for sure.
Me and Davo.
No, you can't even see what I'm eating.
You showed it to me already. You showed it to me, and it looked gross.
There's still so much egg salad left.
So what the hell were you talking about?
Okay, I was talking about how...
You're just bitching about how you didn't play Calvin Johnson in a week that you won by 60 points.
I didn't win by that much.
You beat me by 55 points.
No, this is a different thing. Oh. Whatever. I won by a little bit. By like 10.
Skunin and Flubin.
I mean, you played Randall Cobb.
And
you played Andre Johnson. Both of those guys had good weeks.
I know.
So...
But you benched Mikel Leshur.
In a league where I won and in a league where I lost by 55, so neither of them mattered. I benched him in one league for Reggie Bush, and Reggie Bush got me a touchdown. I benched him in one league for Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, and he got me a touchdown.
Are you going to keep him on your bench?
No, I think I'm going to play him this week. He's at Minnesota. I think I'm going to play him.
Okay.
Their run defense has been middling this year.
Their whole defense.
And I'm not playing DMC, and I think I'm going to start Leshur over Bush.
I might trade you for DMC if you don't want him.
He's just hurt. He's questionable. I'm not going to play him. That's why. I mean, I'm going to play him every week when he's healthy. It just doesn't sound like he's going to play this week. He's got an ankle sprain, I think.
You're just down on him.
Well, he's got an ankle sprain. I'm down on that.
On ankles?
I'm down on his bad ankle, yeah.
David, what's up? What's up, man? What are you doing?
Scoobling. What are you doing?
I'm licking egg salad off of my hands.
Okay, all right. Oh, I dig it.
Everything okay, Chris? You seem testy. You're very testy today. Like every day.
Well, it's the election day.
Like testicular? Or
you know?
Yeah, your testes are all knotted up.
They're just all knotted up. It's election day, man. You gotta know what's happening out there.
You gotta know.
In the crazy world.
You gotta know. Well, I mean, there aren't any precincts in yet.
There's coverage. You know there's coverage by now.
Don't worry, man. We'll be there.
We'll be square.
We'll be there with bells on.
We'll be triangle. You know?
Like a circle.
You're as straight as a circle.
You're calling
me gay. Davo. I'm going to start calling you Gavo. What do you think of that?
Gavo?
I'm not going to call
you
that.
I'm sure he's gotten that before.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm actually cool. So people don't make fun of me.
When you go to Scooters.
Yeah, that's my place.
I know it.
I've seen you there. Dance party.
Skateboards, actually.
Giving a gibber on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's what I
did. Did you guys have a skate park growing up?
I had a scuba
dooper. I didn't skate.
I know, but me either. But was there a skate park?
I don't think so. Not like right by me, no.
There was zero skate parks in my hometown.
We got one.
No, I didn't.
I didn't live in... Shh. We got one when I was in high school, and it was kind of funny. Because no one used it. Even the skate kids didn't use it.
The skate kids?
The skater boys?
They're for sure skater boys, man. See you later, boy.
He wasn't good enough for her.
What a funny song.
Wow, 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 wow.
Do you guys want to talk about something while I finish my sandwich?
I
because at this point, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, this is no...
thing.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Know. Hi, Davo.
What do you want to talk about,
Davo.
Chris?
I don't know, Davo.
Chris, you're so mad.
What is up with the...
I'm... Okay.
Who's the MVP so far?
Ooh, that's a good question.
In
all
the
right,
league?
All right.
Yes, in the league.
Aaron Foster.
I mean, I go A-Rod.
What?
I go A-Rod again.
As fantasy?
I'm going to go Peyton Manning.
No, Peyton Manning just had an awful game. He threw like 3 picks, man.
Against who?
What?
I think he threw 1.
He threw at least
2.
At least 2.
I'm
going to
go
2.
Peyton Manning.
I'm not
going
to go Peyton. Oh, shit.
What?
Ah!
Dave-o.
Dude. What happened?
How did that happen?
I have no clue. Is my computer going to be screwed?
Well, just wipe it off very quickly.
I don't have anything to wipe it off with.
Go find something. You have to go. Into the office. We have tissue.
Oh, man.
Hurry, quickly.
This is tragic.
Davo just came
what happened,
on his computer.
Basically, what just happened is that Mountain Dew spilled all over Davo's computer.
I didn't even see him knock it over.
I didn't either. All of a sudden, it was over.
Yeah.
And it was going. It's a ghost. The ghost of moving the chains.
So right now, my MVPs in a row would be Peyton Manning, 1, Aaron Rodgers, 2, Matt Ryan, 3.
Just in fantasy or in the whole league?
No, in football. I mean, I think the fantasy MVP has probably been RG3 in terms of where you picked him and where you, the production you've gotten. Maybe Doug Martin the same way.
Is that MVP, though, or is that value drafting?
I mean, I guess I'm going value drafting when I say RG3 and Doug Martin. I mean, MVP is probably Breeze, just because every week you know exactly what he does.
Yep. He's going to have
There's a little more variation with Rodgers and Manning and Ryan and stuff, but Breeze every week gets you 20 at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say Breeze. Or Arian Foster.
I love Arian Foster.
Yeah. He just scores every week somehow.
He can sit in my lap.
Like, he just scores every week. He gets a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He can have a bat, like the Packers game. He rushed for 29 yards, but he had 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So he had himself 15 points or whatever.
It's crazy. Craziness.
Yeah.
We can talk about We talk about the Bears D every single week.
I'm tired of it. I hate it. They're making me mad.
Why?
I don't want it. Because it's bold. It's bold.
Here's my question. What isn't making you mad?
Well, that's true.
You're being an angry troll.
But I hate the Bears. And it's this is stupid and awful. And when we beat them in the regular season, it'll make me happy again.
We already did.
Well, we play them again.
It was a great game.
You play these teams two times.
I know what we do.
But they just can't beat us, and it's great.
It is great. You're
correct.
They can't
beat Dom Capers, and they can't figure out his defense ever. Jay Cutler plays so poorly against the Packers all the time.
Right.
And Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't throw for that many yards, but he doesn't give them the ball.
Interesting little factoid. It's not a fact. It's a factoid.
Okay, so it's smaller.
The Bears D is allowed.
Bears.
The Bears have they've scored 8 touchdowns as a defense and as a special teams. And they've only allowed, I think, 8 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
So they've scored as many as they allowed, which is crazy. It's like every single week they have a pick six.
Yep. It's upsetting.
This week they had a fumble. They had a
punt block.
A punt
and
block
a pick six.
And a pick six. Just Brian Urlacher had a pick six, and he's the slowest piece of shit on the world. On the whole world.
How's the computer looking? There you go.
Dave, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, dude.
We think it was a ghost. We didn't even, see you knock it over.
Did I knock it over?
I didn't see anybody knock it over. I have no idea what happened. I didn't hear anything.
No, me neither.
It just was knocked over.
Is the Mountain Dew leaking from the bottom?
No.
That's weird. Well, I mean, now you could just pee yourself and no one would know.
Sure.
Yeah. Look at all these paper towels.
Can you drive him home because you're skipping here 2 o'clock?
No. I mean, I have a meeting at 1 o'clock.
With Jan?
We need more to pick up the
with arts and sciences. And then.
I mean, I think this thing is kind of... I think we kind of got to wrap it up.
Sure.
Extenuating circumstances and such.
I agree. David, you want to say something?
Just let everyone know that you're okay.
There's a massive tragedy here today in the WUEC recording studio, but I made it out. We're all good. Everybody else is good, and I'll see you guys next week.
He barely got it out.
And that's it. I don't really think we could say much more. I think we should just kind of out of respect fade to black as you eat your f***ing potato chips.
We're trashing it right now.
All right, guys.
So,
football heavy this week. Chris angry heavy.
Do you want to talk about something to not make it? So football heavy.
No, we're done. Davo's gone. Davo's left and he tipped his chair over.
I mean, that's happened before.
Yep. But then we just talked about how much we hate Davo. We can't do that today.
I feel bad for him.
We can't do that today.
For my butt.
He has Mountain Dew pee on his pants.
He peed.
All right.
Okay.
I'm Chris.
We should do that. You want to do thank yous?
I mean, I guess.
You do them and I will.
Eat your chips.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'd like to thank WUEC for allowing us to use their fine studio.
No.
Why?
Are you listening to something?
No, I was just
go ahead.
Saying the thank yous, and then you said no. Eric does not want to thank them at all, so I will thank them.
Bye.
You should listen to their student radio every Sunday night. It's good stuff on there. Play some music. Mm. Do some talking. It's good stuff. You should support it. Support your local radio. Support independent stuff. SpectatorNews.com has all your campus news. Pick up the physical issue every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Can be found on newsstands around campus. And yeah, listen to the podcast. Thanks for listening if you made it this far. And tell your friends.
Keep a cool head on your shoulders.
Tell your friends. Tell your loved ones.
That you care for them.
Yeah, I mean, because a day might come when the Mountain Dew happens.
Yeah.
And you might not have the chance again.
I mean, the last thing that we want for any of you is to have you spill Mountain Dew all over yourself.
And your computer.
And your laptop. So we wish you all the best.
I'd like to say...
Truly, sincerely.
I'd like to say it's good that Barack Obama is still president. And I'll look like a real dill hole if that doesn't happen. But it will. So it'll be okay.
Should we make our prediction right now?
I just did.
Oh.
Barack Obama will win.
I support that decision.
And I mean, I'm still a little like I'm hearing that Tammy Baldwin is probably going to win, which is shocking to me.
Did you hear about that?
Shocking.
What's that dude's name?
Nate Silver.
Nate Silver.
Yeah, he gets everything right.
Predicted that Tammy Baldwin has like a 78% chance of winning.
Yep.
What a guy.
Yeah. Nate Silver used to be a baseball numbers guy.
Oh.
And then he started doing the political stuff.
Interesting.
So yeah.
He probably makes crazy money doing them.
I'm sure. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week.
I can do that.
Whatever.
You just have to be lucky. A couple times. I feel bad drinking this Mountain Dew now.